We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction. Demolition. Construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish, okay?
Pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest Antifa podcast, The Left Show. It's me, Jeff, joining me this week. JC?
I am all about Antifa.
Me too. And Tiffany.
Same. Hi.
All about Antifa. I went on GoDaddy looking for websites with Antifa in the name, and they're all worth a bloody fortune.
Wow.
Whoever the kid was who originally got Antifa.com, bless you, you little shit. I hope you're one of us, not one of them.
Yep, smart move.
Yeah, pretty slick. Yeah, like Antifa, myantifa.com was like $3,000. So, nuts. Just nuts.
We need to do one of the, we need to do a t-shirt where Antifa is a hidden word inside of something innocuous.
I could probably work on something later this week. I got a couple other things I got to finish up first, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So, big week for news. And this first segment, normally we spend half of it just bullshitting, but I kind of want to jump into this. And if we burn through it too fast, fine. Then, you know, we do.
So we have time for bullshit later.
Yeah, we can bullshit later. We bullshit when we're sleeping. But yeah, so down in Mississippi this week, they have found two bodies of black males hanging in trees. Mm. Now, the first one was Trey Reed. DeMar Trevion, Trey Reed, was found on Delta State University's campus in Cleveland by police. They're saying it's a suicide.
Whatever.
Black people are like, fuck no.
Yeah.
So his
His legs are broken. For one thing, his legs were broken. Somebody was saying. I don't know how true that is, but if his legs were broken, how the fuck did he hang himself?
Yeah, that's what I don't see that in the article yet.
It's not in the article I sent you. It's something I saw on a I think it was a TikTok, which can't always trust it, but it was a black woman saying it, so
I trust black women.
I trust black women. Yep.
Yeah, same. Oh, I trust black women.
Good.
I didn't know we were making a declaration. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's all about declarations. We got to be Antifa. We got to be pro-black women. We got to be pro women. We got to be pro minority. We're pro disability. All of it. All of it, unless it's MAGA, Nazis.
Or Charlie fucking Kirk.
Whatever he was. Sewer mouth.
He was the horse Wessel of the, he's the horse Wessel now. Look him up.
I'll give you that one.
Look him up.
So
a literal martyr. Yep.
The family of this first young gentleman is like, no. Suicide bullshit. So they're hiring outside folks to come in and do it. There's going to be a lot more information about this or not is the problem. Because, yeah, I got that first story from NBC, but and I can't speak to MSNBC anymore because I don't have it anymore. And can't watch it. But to the best of my knowledge, watching CBS and ABC before that became gauche this week, which we're going to talk about in a minute. NBC's little free offering, NBC News Now, for now. I know it changes in November, but, you know, that's pretty much what I've been watching. And yeah, not a fucking peep. Not a peep.
So. Not a word.
Another man was found hanging from a tree in Mississippi, this time in Vicksburg. Authorities in Mississippi reported, in addition to a body found hanging at Delta State University, a second hanging incident on Monday, September 15th, involving a man found hanging from a tree in a wooded area near a Vicksburg casino. The deceased victim was described by police as a 36-year-old white male believed to be homeless. No additional details have been released at the time of the publication. So, either we've got Johnny Law covering up the first guy. And the second guy just being a weird fucking coincidence. Or maybe we have a serial killer running around the area down there in the Mississippi.
Or it's right-wing kind of bullshit, you know, because it's he was a black student at a traditionally all-white university, and he was hung. And then this homeless guy, they describe him as white. He was a homeless guy that was hung, and I'm like, homeless is also considered a major crime now, apparently. So, yeah.
Well, and sometimes when you're homeless, no matter how white you are brown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know? I mean, when I was up at Gateway, we dealt with a lot of different homeless guys, you know, and that was part of it.
Yeah.
So,
I think law enforcement is going to play a huge role in this, obviously. And did you hear about Adam O'Keefe? He's a screenwriter. He was pulled off a subway by cops. They stopped the subway, pulled him out because a white woman did not like the way he was sitting. Insane. Detained him, kept him, and what's the word?
What was his
questioned
show?
Questioned him.
Because we were talking about it earlier, I remember, and I was stunned and yet not surprised.
Oh, the bear.
Oh, the bear. The fucking bear. Yeah. The Emmy-winning The Bear. The funniest restaurant comedy out there?
Oh, yeah. It's a comedy, folks.
Have you seen The Bear yet?
I have not. I've seen clips from it, but
not funny.
It is not a comedy.
No, it is seriously heavy dramatic.
And if you smile once in a while, that's good.
It just happens.
Take it.
In a good movie, it'll make you smile no matter how dire everything is. That's what Bruce Campbell's for.
That's right.
Yep. Throwing that out there, by the way, this last week was the 22nd anniversary of Bubba Hotep.
Oh.
And I am going through the DVD closet to see if we have a copy, and then I am still searching for the fucking cord to my DVD player.
Oh. I'm actually excited to see that. I don't think I've ever seen a Bruce Campbell.
It's Bruce movie. Campbell's the best. So, coming into the week, Brian Kilmeade was sitting in his Fox and Friends. And they were talking about the homeless epidemic. They weren't talking about it in a, oh, this sucks, how do we fix it kind of way. They were being very aggressive and anti-homeless, and they're just problems, mm-hmm. and they ought to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. Until it just escalated to where the tiny fucking peanut brain of Brian Kilmeade went, what about involuntary lethal injection? You know, let's just kill them.
And he was saying it as a serious solution. And I'm like, oh, so we're getting into that, mm-hmm. you know. What was that book? The satire, the British satire, the Irish solution or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but it was.
Yeah.
But the same guy wrote Gulliver's Travels. But yeah, it was. Yeah, the idea of we just kill them and it makes it all better. You know, it's meant to be a satire.
Yeah.
But Kilmeade wouldn't understand satire if it sat on his face. So.
Get it? It's a real pal jam you threw out there, buddy.
Yep.
Did I get that right? Is it Jam Pal or Pal Jam?
It was Pal Ram.
Pal Ram. If you guys want to know what the fuck we're talking about, listen to the comic book show tomorrow at thecomicbookpodcast.com. It was pretty fucking funny. There was a lot of it that was funny tomorrow. It's time travel. Funny. Don't worry about it. It's weird. So there you go. Kilmeade. Let's just murder homeless people, which I believe was a Jean-Claude Van Damme vehicle back in the day, hardest target or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? And it had the
hard
mummy.
Target, directed hard by target. John Woo.
John Woo had Wilford Brimley doing the worst. Mm-hmm. His Cajun accent was worse than Dick Van Dyke's British one was.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was
bad. It was terrible, and I loved it. And then the low talking guy from The Crow. I can't remember his name either. One that talks like this. And that's not my Natasha Lyonne impression. That has an accent.
Mm-hmm. I love her.
We were talking about her on the comic book show tomorrow. And I did a flawless.
Oh, I'm flawless sure.
Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what are you looking for? Yeah. Leave me alone, you nose. Jeez, you guys. So then, as you guys heard, not you two, but everybody listening, as you guys heard at the beginning of the show, Jimmy Kimmel said, not fuck all, in any negative way about fucking Charlie Kirk. But
he said this on Monday, on the Monday night show. So this was last Monday. He said it. This was when we had very little information on the shooter, except that we knew that his family was MAGA. They hadn't established that he might have had some change of heart because of who he loved and everything like that, right?
That I'm hadn't still been established not buying yet. That.
So, yeah, I don't. There's a lot of it smells like bullshit, and I'm sticking with it, but sticking that it's bullshit. But the fact is, before anything else could get said, he was basically saying, "Look, it's just they're trying to blame the left for this.
That's when it's not where this happens.
It doesn't seem to be the case."
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And in front of that and behind that, in the rest of his 18-minute monologue, you know, he did. Yeah, he made fun of Trump. So fucking what? Trump's the president of fucking America. You know? Not the Sudan. You know, he's not fucking Pol Pot yet.
It's our right to question and mock our leaders. It's not just our right. It's our responsibility to do so.
So a couple of hours before this aired, the head of the FCC, whose name it's Brendan Carr. So I was going to say doesn't need to be spoken, but who the fuck knows who he is? He's the FCC. And he's the chair, Brendan Carr. He was on a podcast talking about how critical voices of the administration ought to lose their broadcasting licenses. You know? So some Disney execs put two and two together, threw Jimmy Kimmel under a bus because he didn't say anything inappropriate at all. As you heard, for 60 seconds at the beginning of the show. That's the 60 seconds that got him in trouble. It's there's nothing wrong with it. What's the phrase I'm looking for? It was a perfect monologue.
Yeah.
So
and Carr Carr says this. This is where we're getting out of control. Carr said this on a podcast. He was on a podcast. He said, well, I think this should happen. And immediately that suggestion reaches ABC and Disney, and they decide to suspend Kimmel. And I'm like, that is, they could argue that it wasn't state, it wasn't a violation of the First Amendment, because he was just saying that on a podcast. He was just talking. But in the end, it was still a violation. In my opinion, it's a violation of the First Amendment.
Oh, no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because it's the government saying, this is what we're going to do if shit doesn't change.
Yep.
And so another fucking conglomerate with another fucking merger ready mm-hmm. is like, hey, you know, fuck America. Yep. We're making money here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just what it comes down to. It's disgusting. It's gross. So Jimmy Kimmel was yoinked off the air unceremoniously. Mm-hmm. And we've been bitching and whining about it ever since. One of my favorite stats for the week so far is that first day after they suspended Kimmel, Disney, I think is the umbrella corporation of most of these. Disney lost $3.8 billion in subscriptions for Disney Plus. That's mm-hmm. not counting Hulu. That's not counting ESPN. That's not counting ABC, all of which Disney owns. You know? So, I mean, you got people just quitting in droves. I turned off my auto renew, you know, which renews next fucking month. So that's why.
Is that why we've been on a Marvel and Star Trek kick?
Yeah,
because I'm
losing all
can.
My channels here in a minute. It's making me sad. Mm. So, yeah, I am. I'm cramming.
Yep, you
I'm
are.
Absolutely cramming.
I'm feeling it.
So, Barack Obama. That's my Obama.
Your hand and thumb were perfect.
I stole that from Bill Clinton. He's I feel your pain. When I look at the economy and how much you're paying for groceries, I feel your pain.
It's not all he wants to feel.
It's on you. I'll give you one thing. There's no ambiguity in Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is the straightest individual I have ever met. I don't even think Chris Hemsworth would sway him.
No.
No.
That's just wrong.
So Barack Obama criticized what he considers dangerous. Nope, went right back into Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Dangerous hypocrisy from the White House in a message posted on Twitter. The 44th, and my favorite, president of the United States criticized ABC's decision to indefinitely suspend Jimmy Kimmel Live after the chairman of the FCC threatened to revoke ABC's broadcast license during an interview. It's pretty gross. Obama wrote, after years of complaining about cancel culture, the current administration has taken its broadcast license to a dangerous new level by regularly threatening regulatory action against media companies if they don't muzzle or fire journalists and commentators it doesn't like. Now,
that's right.
Can I just put a little pin in this for half a second and say, oh my fucking God, how much fun was it to read words coming out of the mouth of a president where I understood each one in their order.
they weren't just understandable. They were complete sentences, folks.
Yep. Now, Joe Biden gave us complete sentences, just sometimes you couldn't hear the end of them.
Yeah.
Like I step down, you go ahead and run. Nobody heard him for months. That's all. He's just a quiet talker.
You just feel it when says something.
Obama?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've got over here on the shelf, I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's a collection of all of Obama's speeches.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, before he went private. His presidential speeches.
Yeah.
Beautiful book. Mm-hmm. Wonderful book. What else do we got? Oh, so the WGA, the Writers Guild of America, has torn into ABC's decision to pull Kimmel from the air. WGA stands with Jimmy Kimmel and his writers. SAG-AFTRA also released a statement following the news, noting, quote, the decision to suspend airing Jimmy Kimmel Live is the type of suppression and retaliation that endangers everyone's freedom. And really, when you boil it down, what this came up to was a bunch of terrified Disney execs who probably didn't listen to the fucking monologue and the part that he got in trouble for. Mm-hmm. I understand the president being pissed about the before and after.
And Carr was like, well, his just from his lies, he needs to be taken off the air. And I'm like, lies? If anything needs to be taken off the air for lying, it's Fox fucking News. But you guys live on that shit.
Well, you shouldn't eat Twinkies.
You would be in office without Fox fucking News.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat Twinkies, but don't you dare take my Twinkies.
Yep.
You know, they're bad for you. Leave mine alone.
Ugh.
And then wrapping up. So, I got this article that said that Sinclair was quietly backing out of airing Charlie Kirk's special. No. We just tried to find a basketball game, and every single fucking channel was playing the Charlie Kirk, whatever the fuck it is.
The funeral?
Yeah, well...
memorial.
It's like a memorial video that you would watch at a funeral.
Because I know Trump's speaking at that funeral today. All this shit is happening today, and I'm like, yeah, we have to make sure Old Horst is well martyred.
Yep.
For the cause.
Yep.
And then he said if he had heard about Minnesota, then he would have lowered the flags.
No. He said had the governor called him and asked.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So did Charlie Kirk call you?
Yeah.
Is he in the room now?
My favorite was when they first asked, he identified that senator by her name, and the first thing Trump said, who?
Yeah.
3 months ago, dude. 3 months.
Who?
Jews.
I don't remember names at all, but come on.
So disrespectful.
If you said her name to me, I would go, oh, yeah, that was that Minnesota senator. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the next time he was asked something, and we'll go to break right after this, but he was asked about Charlie Kirk, and some fucking toady ass licker likes, you know, the flavor of tangerine tantrums.
Ugh. Ugh.
Asked him how he was hanging in there. And he's like, you see those trucks over there? They're starting construction on the ballroom that all of America wants. It's going to be the greatest ballroom. I know ballrooms. You know ballrooms. It's all ballrooms. That was my Trump. That's my current Trump. Pretty shitty. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Well, so's he.
Right.
All right, we're taking a break. When we get back on the other side, more of the same.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, JC and Jeff assemble to help you escape from the madness of life for an hour. In Tinseltown, we remember Robert Redford. Stan Lee has been resurrected. Excelsior! Natasha Lyonne and Matt Berry are a force majeure.
That's going to be a fantastic show.
We watched Honey Don't, The Sting, Peacemaker, and Superman. In comics, DC canceled Red Hood because of Charlie Kirk.
That is a fair assessment of that story.
Two distributors are picking up the slack after Diamond and Ad Populum.
Which I also think is Charlie Kirk's fault.
Greg Rucka described what it was like to work for DC during New 52.
I imagine much like Doge.
Review Phoenix number 15, The Batman Second Night number 1, and Radical, My Year with a Socialist Senator.
Yeah, let's keep all that politics out of our pop culture.
All that or the return of Witcher. Face Front True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast, available Tuesdays on comicbookpodcast.com and almost anywhere that you can find podcasts.
So two nuns are riding their bikes down a road. One kind of looks around and then says to the other nun, I don't think I've come this way before. The second nun says, must be the cobblestone. So, and that's when I said, I did not see that coming. So what did your research turn up?
So Horst Wessel, he was part of the Nazi youth back in the 30s, the beginning of the Nazi turn, kind of like Charlie Kirk. He joined the Storm of the SA, which was this military, the paramilitary wing of the Nazis, got his ass murdered by two communists. And Goebbels, the minister of propaganda, immediately made him a martyr. And the only difference that I've found so far between this and Charlie Kirk is that Goebbels couldn't convince Hitler to attend Wessel's funeral.
Let me throw a little bit more salt on this wound, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe Big Ball's mugging by 15-year-old girls was like the first attempt?
Yeah.
To take everybody's attention away from the fucking Epstein files and nobody gave a shit about Big Balls?
Yeah, they have to have a literal martyr that people can rally behind. And this last week, seeing the amount of bullshit and rallying around Kirk, when up until now he was a minor, at most a minor player, unless you were, you know, the child of a kid whose school he visited.
Look at how much money Alex Jones made.
Yeah.
And then you look at what Charlie Kirksworth was. Alex mm-hmm. Jones was the far bigger deal.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he just messed with the wrong fucking parents is what he did.
Exactly. But yeah, Turning Point really took off, and it's just Turning Point's going to be nonstop now. It's the Hitler Youth of tomorrow. Yeah.
It's the Hitler Youth of today, sir.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's just waiting to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, Trump, you may have heard of him, is asking the Supreme Court to give him total control over the United States economy.
Oh, shit.
You know, as opposed to Congress, which is going to just do what he wants anyway. But yeah, in three different cases, two currently pending before the Supreme Court and one that's likely to land there, Trump claims all these new powers.
Yeah.
And if he prevails, it would give him near total control over U.S. fiscal and monetary policy.
Oh, my God, because he's so good with money.
Yeah.
You're not the one who you're not the one who's supposed to control the purse strings, Mr. Trump. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Well, that's what he's getting everything he wants from him. But I think he doesn't like the weight and the work. And so he wants to just remove that impediment.
He's bitched about the head of the Fed because he's the one saying things aren't as rosy as you want them to be. And Trump wants to be able to tell a lie and have everybody just agree with it.
You know, that's an article that didn't make the cut this week, was the head of the Fed, whose name I've suddenly forgot, basically stood up and was like, Trump is ruining the economy. He is absolutely destroying it.
Yeah.
He did that this week. That's the kind of news week we're having. That didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
So, you know, choke on that, I guess. What else we got? We were talking about this earlier. Chrome has been misbehaving for me for a couple of weeks now since the last update.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a little while. All right. This guy, George Zinn. George Zinn was this old dude that got arrested at the Charlie Kirk thing.
Right.
And the reason it turns out that they arrested him was he started screaming, I shot him, now shoot me.
Ah.
Okay, so all we had last week, I'm ruefully laughing. I'm fucking livid right now. All we had last week was just a picture of an old dude in cuffs on the ground, you know, and they're like, this is the guy they picked up. They let him go. Turns out, the dude had child abuse materials, the CSAM. Turns out, child sex abuse material.
Yep, yeah.
Zinn, 71, was taken into custody following the shooting of Charlie Kirk. Court documents show that Zinn allegedly yelled, I shot him, now shoot me. And when asked where the gun was, Zinn responded by saying, well, I'm not going to tell you. While at the hospital, Zinn agreed to speak with an FBI agent as well as an agent from the Utah State Bureau of Investigation. During the interview, the agents were given permission to look through his phone. And in the phone, they found dirty pictures of kids.
God, probably his grandkids.
Yeah. Didn't they say they let him go?
Yeah, they let him go because, you know, they're like, well, we don't have anything on the murder.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he's got these photos of 5 to 12-year-olds. They're like, well, shit, we'll just forward this on to the president. Oh.
Oh, man. That was harsh, but fair.
He was let go. Totally and fair. I mean, again, this goes back on old Cross Eyes. You know, leading the FBI, it's like here's a kiddie diddler who needs to be locked up.
Well, and, you can tell they wear these red hats.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, Zinn is currently being held at Utah County Jail for multiple felonies, including obstruction of justice and 4 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. I don't expect to see him get in any trouble for that, seeing as how we just watched a BYU sports kid up in Idaho. Oh, did you hear? They suspended the sentence.
Did they?
Yep. Time served.
Because, you know, he's got a lot going for him, and he could really do well in his life, and he shouldn't go to jail for life for what he did.
That's pretty much what they said.
Yep.
And he was molesting a little kid for, what, 5-6 years?
Yep. Same fucking story we hear every time some jock rapes a girl at a college or something. Yeah.
Yep. Pretty fucking infuriating. And then this will get it worse. Mm-hmm. There's a photograph I'm sure you've seen, if you haven't hid, of a slave's scarred back.
Yeah.
Beautifully haunting, you know.
World famous photo. Yeah.
In 1863, at the height of the Civil War, two Baton Rouge photographers captured an image of a former slave's horrifically scarred back that shocked white Americans across the Union. Mm-hmm. That photo. Now,
yeah.
That photo is among dozens of exhibits about slavery at several national parks, which have reportedly been ordered to be removed by the Trump administration.
Of course.
Yep. National Park Service officials have taken exception to the various signs and displays at the Harper's Ferry National Historic Parks in West Virginia and George Washington's Old House in Philadelphia, where the United States president kept 9 of them. 9 slaves.
9 slaves.
Yep. Yeah. The order accused the Biden administration of indulging in, quote, a corrosive ideology, end quote, that sought to cast the U.S. as, quote, inherently racist, sexist, oppressive, and otherwise irredeemably flawed, end quote. We are. We yeah. are and we have been all along. There's no difference. All we are now is better at fucking hiding it.
Well, our behavior is not... Our behavior in the past was not redeemable.
No.
Our ability to change is absolutely possible, providing we don't keep electing guys like Donald Trump into office.
Yeah.
Well, we're erasing empathy.
At this point, I don't know that we'll be able to elect anybody into office ever again.
No, I'm telling you, man, that dude's got a Big Mac heart attack waiting for him. Mm-hmm. And little J.D. Vance, just you cannot carry the sauce. Cannot do it. You know, I'm not saying that they're not going to have a coup and another Republican's going to go in. I'm just saying, at the very least, J.D. Vance is not going to last long in that position.
Did you see he got to be on a podcast all by himself?
Yeah, Charlie Kirk.
Mr. J.D. Vance. Yeah.
In his office, which is against the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were commercials.
Yep, completely.
Against the law. It's a violation of the fucking Hatch Act, you fucking morons.
You don't give a shit.
Yep, but nobody's going to enforce it.
Oh, God, no. Nope.
Nobody has time to enforce all these little, like, not that they're little, but...
Well, or permission.
Yeah.
Yeah, or permission.
Well, yeah, that he had time to do it. I mean, Kamala was sent all around the world to negotiate with these different countries to help bring down prices for both the Infrastructure Act and the CHIPS Act, right?
And baby formula.
Yeah, and so she was flying all over the place. So she was busy as fuck as vice president under Biden. And here's fucking J.D. Vance. Yeah, I got a couple hours to go to host Charlie Kirk on from my office.
Just nuts. All right, we got a little more, and then I got an extra. This one broke today after I had already put the show together, but we burned through this third pretty quick. So ABC got blocked from the United Kingdom press conference after a clash with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They've been blocked from attending the press conference on Donald Trump's UK visit. Oh, by the way, I think I told you this one already. I know I told you this one already. So this is for you, the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took a picture of him in his tuxedo with his white waistcoat and called him the Count of Mostly Crisco. And I fucking love it. It is my favorite thing ever. It really is. Anyway, the United Kingdom government informed the broadcaster its accreditation had been withdrawn for capacity reasons on Thursday. A spokesman for ABC confirmed that its spot had been withdrawn for, quote, logistical reasons. Quote, we have been given no indication this is connected to questions put to the president by ABC America's editor John Lyons earlier this week. Bullshit. That thin-skinned weirdo absolutely did it. Lyons clashed with Trump on Wednesday when he asked how much wealthier he had become since returning to the White House.
That's a fair question.
Yep. In my opinion, you are hurting Australia very much right now, and they want to get along with me, Trump responded. You know, your leader's coming over to see me very soon. I'm going to tell him about you. You set a very bad tone. You can set a nicer tone. Meh. I'm sad. I'm only the president.
The ABC in this article was about the Australian Broadcasting Company as opposed to the American Broadcasting Company. Yeah.
What's great about that is that ABC in Australia is receiving angry phone calls about Jimmy Kimmel getting pulled off the air. Because you don't have to worry about fucking long distance rates anymore with cell phones for the most part. So they just go, I'll just talk to fucking ABC. Good eye. You've reached the Australian broadcasting whatever.
There are people in Australia that would not be able to distinguish between the two and just say, oh, hi, why'd you fire that Kimmel fella?
Kimmel bloke. Well, he's a nice fella. Everyone seems to find him a bit hilarious. Yeah, what's really funny about this whole thing right now is that I did spend a chunk of my day yesterday listening to the Man from Snowy River soundtrack.
Oh, there you go.
On vinyl. It is cool, the shit you find when you move and unpack.
Yeah.
It is. All right, last one for this segment. Tom Hooman, which is how someone who's not a human would say human. Tom Hooman was being investigated for having accepted a $50,000 bribe from an undercover FBI agent to steer government contracts to his buddies. They just had to give him cash and he would steer them. And the Trump administration and Trump's DOJ just went, meh, never mind. They've got him on film. Yep. They've got him on film taking a bribe and explaining exactly what he's going to do for the bribe he just took. It's insane.
What he's going to do for the bribe. I also pictured also them asking, so what are you going to do with the bribe money? Well, I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to take my wife on a nice vacation.
Got some braces to pay for. Hookers and blow.
Mm-hmm. Hookers and blow. Yep.
But he's the guy who talks like this. He's got that big bottom face. Got a nutsack face.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do they say in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm going to shoot that purple nutsack right off your chin.
It always makes me laugh because I imagine it in my head and I'm like, yep.
I love it when he calls him Grimace. You know, because nobody knows what that means.
Even I know.
Yep. Well, in space.
Oh.
In space.
There's no McDonald's in space yet.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean.
Yeah, we'll get there. All right, Tom Homan. This fucking guy. All right, we're going to take a break. More of the same on the other side.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. D-E-F-E-N.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then, here's some more of that, I suppose.
Have any of you heard the saga of RJ May?
There's a saga for RJ May?
Yeah, this guy's a piece of shit. South Carolina State Representative Robert John, RJ May the Third. All right, have either of you read this article?
No, I haven't.
Okay, what do you think RJ did?
RJ? I don't know. What did RJ May? RJ May.
RJ May the Third.
The Third.
The Third.
Mm-hmm.
Something dumb.
Sounds like a... Well, he wouldn't be indicted for racism now.
No. Nope. No, what do people with MAGA hats do? How about we quit playing my dumbass game and I'll just go ahead and read it.
I was going to say there's a whole list.
Well, he obviously, child sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, that's what the MAGA hat was for. Mm-hmm. I led you guys up with something I said literally 7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
suspended South Carolina State Representative Robert John R.J. May the Third, and if that's not a molester's name, I don't know what is, has resigned nearly 2 months after being indicted on federal charges related to child sexual abuse material.
It took 2 months, huh? Okay.
Yeah, well, the fact that he did it at some point shows that he's at least a forward thinker than most Republicans right now.
What was his name with the forehead? The Botox guy? He was almost Secretary of State.
Oh, Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz held out a lot longer, RJ. What's your problem?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the South Carolina House Speaker's Office confirmed May the 3rd's resignation on Monday and released a copy of his letter where May wrote, "I have decided it's in the best interest of my family and constituents to resign immediately," 2 months late, "from the South Carolina House of Representatives. Please accept this letter as my formal resignation from the South Carolina House of Representatives. It has been an honor to serve the people of District 88 at the South Carolina House of Representatives." So, I think he was getting paid by the word.
Annoying. Yeah.
So he faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison with a minimum of 5 and a fine of $250,000 and a term of at least 5 years suspended release to follow any term of imprisonment. So federal mandatory minimums put him in for 5. He'll probably get that reduced. And then he's 5 years probation after. So not enough.
Bye, well, RJ.
Never is.
I don't know. I don't watch Fox News. I can't make myself do it. But, I mean, neither ABC, CBS, NBC seem to be covering the fact that one after another of these January 6th fucking fuckers are getting picked up on child sex abuse stuff. You know, all over. All of these Republicans, all of these pastors. You know?
So what you're discovering is that pedophiles wanted Donald Trump to stay in office.
Yep. Yep.
Because they know their own kind.
They can smell it on each other.
Yep.
You know? Like what's a gross animal? Like a Norwegian ship rat can smell another Norwegian ship rat. Those aren't the cute rats everybody keeps. You don't keep a Norwegian ship rat. It'll fuck you up.
Oh, God.
Yep. Somebody on this show has a terrible, terrible fear of tailed vermin.
But, however, guess what we watched the other night? And I made it through the whole movie.
Whose idea was it to watch it?
Well, we watched Ratatouille. I had never seen it before.
And so, Ratatouille makes it all cute.
There's still the noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see a real rat, you're kind of done.
Yeah, I did in New York, and I'm, no.
And not the cute little white pet rats that people collect, no.
No, I don't like those
actual
either.
Actual rats.
No,
and Salt Lake has finally inherited rats. We didn't have them for a long time.
Not as bad.
And now we seem to have rats.
New York, though, I remember like standing in the subway, and if you look down and you just stare, you can see things starting to move, and then you can like make them out. Ugh. Awful.
Yep.
Speaking of the White House.
Nice.
That's a good transition.
Great transition.
Says that TikTok's algorithm and data will now be controlled, quote, by America, end quote, in a new deal. But I also saw a more recent article on this saying that fucking Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch are going to be also investing, and they're Australian.
Yeah.
I mean, not anymore, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Australian kicked them out and they came to America. That's really what it is.
Just be like, having a really bad day.
If you
leave Australia.
Yep. So the White House press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, on Saturday revealed further details of a deal reached between the United States and China over control of the popular app TikTok. Sharing that 6 Americans will sit on the 7-seat board that will control the company and that the U.S. would control the app's algorithm. This can't be good. This can't be good. I would rather China fucking collect my data at this point. What are they going to do to me? I'm safe. They don't give a shit about me. My own government wants me in fucking Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Because the First Amendment is an inconvenience. Wah, wah. I'm going to tell the Prime Minister about you. What the fuck?
Well, you know,
what the fuck? What the fuck? Fucking.
Yeah, we got to be careful, man. We got to be careful. The FCC is going to try to block that merger we're trying to do with another media conglomerate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which one was it? The Hello Sweeties? Are they still doing it?
Yeah, that's it.
What's our merger?
Who the fuck would we merge with?
We got to figure somebody out.
Yep.
ByteDance. You know, the owners of TikTok. We were going to merge with them.
Mm-hmm.
I will post haste. I will put together a press kit on that. We'll get it done. Okay. So you guys are just stealing more shit from other companies. That's what it's about. All I know is that perfectly reasonable Democrats went into a top secret hearing on why we weren't supposed to use TikTok anymore and came out of that shaken. And they're like, no one should touch this app ever. Yeah. You know, and these are guys that got elected due to fucking TikTok.
Yeah.
Jeff, what's his name? I can't remember his last name. Johnson or Coleman
there,
or something.
There were so many things about it. And Trump stepped in, immediately got tough with TikTok. And they actually, TikTok suspended itself, as you remember.
Yep.
Before Trump was even sworn into office, they suspended themselves, then unsuspended themselves.
The minute he was sworn in.
And said that Trump did that.
Yep.
So they could suck up to him. Meanwhile, there are millions of people who make money off of TikTok. And Americans who make money off of TikTok. And, you know, being seen as the guy who saved TikTok is going to be huge for that voting bloc. But in the end, it's like, you're right. There were perfectly reasonable and intelligent Democrats who went, we should not be allowing this happen in this country.
Yeah, and their little Dem TikTok fans were like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, it's classified. I can't talk about it, but holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, did that stop me? No. Like I said, I think China will take better care of my data than America will. You know? I mean, I've got nothing left to my name other than what's in this fucking room, and there's no doubt in my mind MAGA would be happy to steal it, and China would be like, oh, yeah, you know, normally we meet people like you, we put programs together. Or study your long and bad luck. That's what I need. I need a scientific study.
Would you consider being a spy for us so that we could give you some money?
You won't have to do anything. We just feel awful.
We want to give you money, but you know, you don't have to do it, but we do have to put it on the books, you know.
Well, Louisiana scored again.
Wow.
It's 3-2 Utah. Very scary. I don't know if we talked about that on mic or not. I got a soccer game on in the background. It's the Utah Royals versus Louisiana. I really, really want, now we're vamping for time, so don't worry about it. I really want the women of the Utah Royals to do better at the beginning. Oh, the goalie just got a yellow card. Are you fucking kidding me? Boy, this referee is on a tear. And anyway, they don't do so great at the beginning of the season. Then by the end of the season, they're fucking unbeatable, but they don't have enough points to make it to the playoffs. It's very frustrating.
Well, it's like you said. With you know, they had 45 minutes to figure out what they've been doing wrong this whole time.
Yep. Ted Lasso said that.
Ted Lasso. In this case, it's like they had half a season to figure out what they've been doing wrong this whole time.
And they get it.
Yeah.
It's like a switch got flipped. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were playing really good today, but they got 8 minutes of this game left, and it is anybody's game now. Very scary. NASA has confirmed that a private spacecraft has successfully landed on the moon. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost Mission 1 has successfully landed on the moon, marking a significant milestone in the growing collaboration between NASA and private companies in space exploration.
It's a hoax.
I like that they named it Firefly Aerospace. I think that's fucking great.
That's awesome.
Because you know that that's coming from our show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, not our show, not this show, from Serenity, from Firefly.
From Firefly.
If you don't know it, look it up. Work your way through. Season one is great. Season two, un-fucking-believable.
That's not even funny.
It's a little funny.
It's not at all. Just go in knowing there's only one fucking season.
And a movie.
Ugh. I was so invested in
that. A movie with a really happy ending.
And I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go for season two. Let's start. He's like, oh, there's only one season, babe.
Is that why you hate sci-fi now?
Ugh.
Ugh.
I just, like, I wasn't prepared for it to end. You know, I needed to prepare myself. And I didn't get that opportunity.
The payloads aboard Blue Ghost 1... carry critical instruments designed to provide data that will advance our understanding of the moon's surface and subsequent properties. One of these standout instruments is a subsurface drill capable of penetrating about 10 feet into the lunar surface. For those of you listening in Europe, 3 meters-ish?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, it's going to gather important data about moon's thermal gradient and heat flow, which will help refine models of lunar crust thickness and its volcanic history. And if you are wondering, and I am off script here, so I'm taking my life in my hands. If you're wondering what that means is geothermal heating, if possible on the moon, will solve not only a huge power problem, you know, it'll also be able to, you know, generate power and heat. It's very cold on the moon. So you can...
It depends on how much power how much geothermal heat is left in there, because the moon.
Yep.
The moon doesn't rotate very quickly, which means it doesn't have a lot of geothermal energy. So, it has to have. It might have some, but it depends on how much they can get, how much they can find.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we will see.
It's the same problem with Mars. Mars actually has. They guess Mars has an almost cold core. And therefore they're like, it's a dead planet. It's never going to get anything out of it. Yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere in my deepest, darkest late night dreams, I figure out a way to fix it. I don't know why. It's a recurring dream with me.
That's one.
And then me and my friends
all
move to Mars.
Head off to Mars. One of the billionaires head off to Mars and leave the planet Earth to us to fix now that they fucked it up so bad.
Hopefully you don't have to eat potatoes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to expound on that.
On Mars?
Yeah. Oh, because they're potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember he got stuck up there and he ate he just had potatoes.
Yep. It's nice to know you can grow shit up there, though. According to
Literally.
Andy Weir, at any rate. What else we got? DC Comics. Shame on you. We're going to do a bit of a deeper dive on this tomorrow on the comic book show over there at the comicbookpodcast.com, where every Tuesday that we record, we drop an episode of the world's greatest comic book podcast. So join us over there for a long one on this. But DC Comics canceled the book series after the writer posted about Charlie Kirk's death on social media. Now, right off, you're like, wait, what? A writer did who now? Well, DC Comics canceled the just barely released Red Hood comic book series after author Gretchen Felker Martin. Felker Martin made comments about Charlie Kirk's death on social media. In a since deleted post, captured in screen grabs and shared by other social media users, Felker Martin allegedly wrote on social media after Kirk's death, quote, "Hope the bullet's okay," end quote. Fucking love that. Yep. She also referred to Kirk as a Nazi bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. Gretchen is transgender and has been at the victim end of the pointy stick that assholes like Charlie Kirk have been poking transgender people with, putting them in an insane amount of danger. And when you consider the danger that transgender folks, especially transgender women, are in it's like a 4-to-1 average percentage wise on being murdered versus not being transgender, you know, you can see where she might have a little bit to say.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's more than poking. You know, what he did was more than poking.
Yeah.
For sure.
A bit closer to stabbing?
Stabbing, but a call to action, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
To be a hateful, violence-prone dipshit.
To other people. You know, he said that empathy was not a real word. It was a made-up word by woke people. And
yeah, that thing we've been doing for... That word that's been in our dictionary for 300 years.
Yeah.
Empathy. Yeah. Just made up. Just, it's recent. It was made up. Just like groceries. Right?
Oh, yeah. No shit. Groceries. Yeah. Well, okay. So let's be honest. If I'm too broke for medicine, I'm too broke for comic books. So I wasn't buying DC anyway. Mm-hmm. But this really does make me want to just fucking... When I have money again, I'm going to take 6 months off of DC titles. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And if they don't offer her another book between now and then, I may just not buy DC. You know, Matt Fraction's writing Batman right now, for Christ's sake. I am actually offering to sacrifice if DC doesn't pull its head out of its ass.
Well,
besides, it was funny.
We talked a little bit. We talked a little about this on the comic book podcast, but... Or we will talk about this on the comic book podcast. But, you know, it's DC just basically shot themselves in the dick because they already paid Gretchen to write the scripts. They already paid Jeff Spokes to do the art for so many issues. So they canceled it when they've got 3 issues in the can, probably 4 in the can ready to go out. And... It's their loss. It's their monetary loss. This would have been a huge comic.
Oh, yeah.
Red Hood is a very popular character. The Huntress is a very popular character. There is a certain group of people who will love this book series. I'm one of them. And, yeah, they're just going to go, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah. It's insane. It's fucking insane. It's like the thing with Disney. It's like, did you guys not watch Andor? Did you just skip it?
Yeah.
You know,
it won an Emmy. It won an Emmy for one of those speeches that Mon Mothma gave, and we're like, "Oh my god, did you not listen to that speech, Disney, before you decided to, you know, capitulate to the Nazis?"
Well, we had a hell of a theory on what happened, and you could tune into the comic book podcast tomorrow for that one.
Yeah,
that was pretty fucking funny. There's a lot of comedy gold on tomorrow's episode.
Comedy gold.
Comedy gold. Well, gang, that is the end of the show. Welcome to it.
Mm-hmm.
We all hung in there. Sorry there was no good news at the end. In the meantime, pop over to Patreon at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media, where every week that we record, we also record some special content for you, our Patreon family. So join us in that family. Why don't you? It'll be a hoot. It'll be a holler. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, JC.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, America.
You are. Let's all Antifa what the British Antifa lady Antifa says. Antifa.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.